Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Hello and welcome to BL Talk, the weekly podcast where we discuss issues of importance to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. I'm your host, Zoom 4, and today on the discussion panel, we have a boy's XO, Nicholas, Lennon 72, and Wolf Runner. Welcome, guys, and thanks for being here. So today's topic is going to be teacher-student relations. More like specifically teacher-student sexual relations. Because for years now, we've all been reading about these sexy young female teachers who get it on with their male students who are in high school, middle school, and sometimes even elementary school. The middle school cases are the most predominant, I'd say, and seems to have all started way back in 1997 with sixth grade teacher Mary Kay Letourneau, who fell in love with her 12-year-old student named Zilly and started getting it on with him. And soon she found herself pregnant and behind bars for child sexual abuse. I think she had the baby in prison. And then when she got just like 5 minutes to spend outside the jailhouse, she went straight over to see her middle school lover and got pregnant again. So she was like a dog in heat with this kid. And since then, we've had countless similar cases, and so many that I was even sure which to zero in on to talk about. I mean, there's so many, I could just pick one out of a hat. But I found a couple, and so I have several that I want to talk about the details of. But first, I'm just going to throw this right into your lap, Nicholas. Off the top of your head, what do you know about this? Have you heard of anything about it? Have you formed any kind of opinion about it over the years or recently?
Oh, sure. I remember real well the Mary Kay Letourneau thing. You know,
you heard about that? You remember it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that 12-year-old boy, he was kind of cute, I remember. The thing is, too, she had she had the baby in prison, and I don't remember how long she got, did you say?
How much time she got?
Yep.
I don't know, but like a lot.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know, if it was a man next door and a boy, I think in most cases, say what you want about a long sentence, I think it'd be a lot different treatment. One thing I do remember about that case in particular, it was maybe the first one that came to the forefront. It was really well known and widely publicized. That I think that the society back then, I remember that there were guys who said like, oh, hell yeah. You know what? If I banged my teacher, my dad would have come home, give me a cigar, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think because it's a man, it's an older woman and a younger boy, it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Now, of course, legally, they have to give a show and they got to, you know, sort of try to look like they're egalitarian or whatever. Like they give them the same treatment to, you know, any kind mm-hmm. of so-called pervert. But I still think that the justice system is going to be skewed. So
she would have gotten more time if she was a man.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, right? There's no right. question about that.
Right. So that's, yeah. I can get past that, really. And also, there's the cutoff on age. Now, if it was 11-year-old boy, that would be different. It's just that magical age of 12, I think, the Neverland age that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And now she was 35 at the time. And so I guess she was still kind of young enough for her to be still sexy enough. You know, because I think there's probably also, and I'm just totally speculating here, but I think like the better looking the teacher is, like the prettier and younger she is, probably the less time she gets also, the less harsh her sentence is. Now, I'm just guessing that. I don't know that I don't have any statistics to point to. But doesn't that seem likely? I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise, right?
Right. No, I think there's a ton of judicial bias like that. They just don't talk about it. But, oh, it's clear. Yes. If you put the shoe on any of a number of different feet, it would be a lot different. So, yeah.
Well,
I think that there's definitely bias.
Well, okay, so if she was considered one of the first, or like the first highly publicized one back in 1997, why do you think we've seen, and I'm going to go to Lenin 72 for this question, why do you think we've seen such an explosion in cases? Why have there been so many more now? And there's a lot, in case you didn't know, it's just like in some states, it's an everyday thing. Like in Florida, they said another day, another case of a teacher getting prosecuted or jail, arrested for being with a student. Why does it happen so much more now?
Why?
Yeah.
I really don't
Do you have
know.
any okay.
Maybe it's
I
just
don't know
more
either. Do
publicized now than it used to be. I don't know. That's a guess.
you think maybe it was happening in the past, but just well, you know what? That's a good possibility because now it's more likely that they would get busted because of having a digital footprint, right? Because you think that they're messaging and they're leaving that trail. And in so many cases, the student has gotten it's been discovered because the student got they got their cell phone taken away, and the teacher or the parent, whoever, saw all the messages from them and the teacher going on. And I got notice that Dragon Lover is here now. Are you here, Dragon?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Okay. You made it. Great. That's awesome. All right. So you know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me just read off. So I looked this up. I typed in female teacher middle school student sex, something like that, into YouTube. And I got so many videos that came up. I'm just going to read the titles here. I'm going to read the titles. So special ed teacher allegedly had sex with middle school student. Teacher impregnated by middle schooler. Sanford middle school teacher charged with sex crimes involving students. Teacher Rebecca Joynes is arrested for having sex with student. Female middle school teacher accused of sex with 14-year-old boy. Arizona teacher arrested for allegedly having sex with 13-year-old. Teacher has sex with student while husband is out of town. Tampa middle school teacher arrested for inappropriate relationships with students. Middle school teacher charged for having sex with teen student. Teacher had sex with student in her house 40 times. That's the name of a video. You could look that up. Okay, here's a good one. Teacher allegedly had sex with her 13-year-old student, sent him money. Wow.
Wow.
Now, okay. Yeah. And here's one. Biology teacher accused of having sex with student at local park. They went to the park. And I guess he had
Nice.
special biology lessons with her.
Throw
Personal
some chemistry in there too.
You know what's interesting here is the
Yeah.
fact that all these ones we're hearing about right now, and I read through them when they were, I was reading through those links and everything. The good majority of them are female. And
Right.
what's really interesting, you don't hear about the female ones very often.
Well, these cases
It's
with teachers are almost all female, like
almost.
90%, 90%. Occasionally, a male teacher will pop up, and I found usually that's for having an affairs with a female student. But see, with these female teachers, and they're clearly hot for the 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. Does that mean like there's obviously a lot of female boy lovers then, but they're just not called that. And they don't even probably think of themselves as that, like the way we do. But yet they obviously have the hots for these young males, so very underage. And Nicholas mentioned something about the age of 12 being like a magic cutoff age. Or where it's more acceptable. But there are a couple of cases that I remember of even elementary school teacher. Fifth grade was the cases that I read about with an 11-year-old. So yeah, that's not as much though. Usually it's middle school. That's the most predominant there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to play this audio recording here. It's about 3 minutes long. Okay, here we go.
A disturbing new trend happening in schools across America. Female teachers taking advantage of underage male students and committing sexual assault against them. We're noticing a pattern with many of these cases. They're using iPhones and social media in order to target the victim. Take 24-year-old Ricky Lynn Laughlin, for example. She worked as a special ed teacher in Missouri when she allegedly sent naked pictures and videos of herself to a 16-year-old student over Snapchat and then asked him to send pictures of himself in return. And then things escalated. He says Ricky kissed him and invited him over to her house to have sex while her husband was out of town. And Ricky was charged with 6 different felonies. 27-year-old Reagan Anderson, a former teacher and coach from South Carolina, is facing 2 counts of sexual battery on a student. She allegedly used Snapchat to send the teen naked photos. And then there's 38-year-old Lydia Pinto. Lydia was a high school gym teacher and coach. And the victim reported Lydia abused him when he was around 14 and continued doing so until his senior year. So what's going on here? Joining me now, host of Takedown with Chris Hansen and the Predators I've Caught podcast, Chris Hansen. Why is this trend seemingly picking back up again now?
I think you have better reporting, Jesse. I think you have awareness on the part of victims who are no longer as afraid as they once were to come forward. And I think you have parents who see suspicious behavior on the part of their children, then they can check cell phones, iPads, all kinds of other digital media, and the evidence is right there. These are criminals, these female teacher predators, but they're not smart criminals, and they leave a digital footprint.
Some are suggesting because of the COVID pandemic, people were remote for so long. Now all these teachers are back in the class with the students, and they just can't control themselves.
You know, one of the questions I'm asked most frequently about our predator investigations, do you find women predators? And in our cases, we do not, because these are guys who go online, they like to meet a stranger, a child, groom them, and then meet for sex. In female predator cases, they don't like the anonymity. They like to know their victim. So this is a case where they see their victim, they have power and control over their victim, and they're reliving this fantasy. And what we're also seeing is a lot of fetish porn involving teacher-student sex. And so if you're into this sort of thing, how long is it going to be before the fantasy is no longer good and you have to act out on it? And that's what we're seeing now.
That's interesting that the women want the intimacy and the men want the anonymity. Tell us about your series now, because that was a huge...
Okay, so... That was Chris Hansen. I guess he's an expert on this. He talks about a fantasy aspect. And they say they can't really figure it out. So everyone's just speculating why and what it's all about. I have an idea. How about this? Middle school boys are just so hot. Is that what it just is? Is that really the answer?
Here, here.
And they're just, yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Whoops, your name.
Okay, now I'm just speculating.
I can't argue with it.
That's totally non-scientific, but it's just an observation, and I think a valid one, but not something you're going to hear from the experts. You know, you're not going to. Chris Hansen is not going to say that, or whoever else. You know, but we haven't heard from Wolf Runner about this. Wolf, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What's your take on all this?
Well, I think you guys are right about it being more publicized now because of the social media.
Or is it more publicized because they're getting caught more often? Because the social media makes it easier for them to get caught because someone can look and see and say, oh, my gosh, look, it's all there in front of them. And you didn't have that in the past.
Right. And you get a guy like Chris Hansen or that other pedo hunter, and you know, if he gets wind of anything, he's going to run with it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, Alex Rosen. That would be something interesting for him to try to get in on if he was to, you know, try to interrupt a date between a teacher and her 13-year-old student.
Yeah, he thinks it's, well, he's not going to do that to women because he thinks it's more sensationalized to do to get the men.
Right.
Well, he goes online, so isn't that how he does it? He tries to lure them in.
In his videos, it like it starts off when he's talking about help us catch the sickest of the sick, and when he says that, it shows a succession of faces on the screen, like four or five faces, and they're all creepy looking middle aged men.
Right.
To have like a pretty woman show up when he's talking about the sickest of the sick, and it's all these look like Playboy models almost. That just wouldn't really fit his narrative very well, and so you're not going to see that with him.
Well, society probably doesn't think it's I can't find the right word. They don't think it's as bad if a woman does it to a boy than a man doing it to a boy.
Right, yeah, because it's there's like a homosexual anti-homosexual bias.
Correct.
That we see there. Yeah, that makes sense, of course, because if a man does it to the boy, he's really ruining him. But if the woman does it, you know, he's lucky then, you know. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense also. But the law is the law, so they at least get some kind of, you know, even at least just a fine, you know.
Yeah, but it's going to be minimum.
Right, it's minimum compared to what it would be if a man did it, right?
Correct. They lock him up and throw away the key.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I wonder if the predominance of cases here that we're seeing influences the sentencing. Like, since there's just so much of it going on, if they just, the judges just go on autopilot with it and just have like a rubber stamp, you know, kind of get it off my desk, you know, another case like that, you know, I get it out of here. It's just an everyday thing.
Circumstances before I sentence anyone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think that her being a teacher in a position of authority over the student is why I would say it's wrong. I wouldn't say it's wrong simply because of the age difference, because I wouldn't have a problem with that myself, but with the teacher being in a position of authority and you know, keep it professional is my, you know, what I would say to them. You know, I understand, like, you know, he's hot and everything, but you can't violate that professional barrier. That's not the place for that.
Correct.
You know, and even if they're doing it totally outside the classroom, still there's an impropriety there because of the division of.
Well, it would be like a boss with an employee.
Yeah, except even worse in a way, because like the employee like chooses to be there, the student doesn't. He has to be there, and you know I think he should deserve to get a education without having to get an education in that, you know, at the same time. He, as much as he might like it and want it, it's just that, you know, you can't have that, because then what does that do to the, it makes a whole mockery of the teaching profession. You know, it's like going to the doctor, you know, they're going to be looking at you and all of your body, but you don't expect the doctor to get horny looking at you. And if they did, you wouldn't want that, you know, because it's not supposed to be that way when you're in that setting. So I feel it's kind of the same way in the classroom, you know, but let's hear from, before we wrap it up, let's hear from XO. We haven't heard from him, really. What is your take on this, XO? What do you think about all of it?
Well, there are several different aspects to all of this. And one of them, a foregone conclusion, is yes, middle school boys are hot. No question of that.
Right.
Okay, next, the next aspect is that if there are female boy lovers, and if there can be male boy lovers, then why can't there be female boy lovers? One of the big mitigations to that situation is the inherent adversarial relationship that occurs between men and women. So we have men with little girls and women with little boys. And there is always that interplay of male female there, one side to the other. The next one is that there is a long-standing and recognized historical and mythological precedent for this type of behavior. Jocasta was a, in Greek mythology, was a queen who unknowingly married her son Oedipus. So today, in psychological terms, the term for a female who is attracted to younger males is called Jocasta. That's the Jocasta's complex.
I didn't know that.
And
I never heard that.
yeah,
Wow.
and in reverse, the Oedipus complex is for a younger male or an older female. A lot of this complex has been determined as being overconcerned for the son and unsatisfied by adult relationships, and also that the Jocasta syndrome triggers the Oedipus syndrome. It's enmeshment and relationship where crosses the line. So I'm thinking that in some way, all of this ties in together with what's happening with the female teachers and the male teachers. I mean, the male students.
Now students, right.
Yeah, so that's what I have to say.
Okay. Well, yeah, that is very interesting. Because it's kind of taken as a given that young males who are heterosexual like adult women. And it's no surprise, right? That doesn't surprise people. So I think I just want to fit this in. I think it shouldn't surprise people if, like, say, gay or like bi curious, whatever, middle school male students are also looking to men and would be interested in men the same way that these straight middle school students would be interested in adult women. And so that might explain some of the situations with. I'm a male teacher, and his male middle school students, and I just want to bring this up real quick because I think it might be relevant. We know of Fragment who commented on one of the episodes recently as a side recording, and Fragment isn't here today, but he actually is facing jail time for having relations with two middle school students, I believe sixth graders. And that's not here in America, but that was in Japan. And he's facing 2 years of prison in Japan.
Yeah, the one was 13, one was 14. So they
One
were
was
both,
13. Okay.
yeah,
So
but
they're
they were
like in
both
seventh grade.
like 8th grade, something like
Eighth
that.
grade.
I
Okay.
haven't heard of this.
Right, that's why I wanted to bring this up because it's relevant to what we're talking about, and I wanted to mention that he's sentenced to 2 years in Japan. Just imagine what he would be sentenced to if he was here. It would be a lot longer than 2 years, I think.
Oh yeah,
Here in the
that's like a five
US?
to ten, five
Yes.
to ten sentence, yeah.
Yeah, automatically 5 to 10, right?
At least.
Yeah, at least just to start with. Probably more like 20, I
That's a
guess.
I know
possibility.
that there is we also have here what are called, this is a little off the subject, but I think it's related to what we just said. We also have around here what are called mandatory minimums. You got to serve at least 5 years in prison. You're convicted of crime, stuff of that nature. That's another aspect of it.
You mean crime of that nature? You mean like with a minor, like
I think
activity
anything,
with a minor?
honestly, any crime whatsoever. Now, I think sometimes we have lawyers or attorneys who are able to work for something under that, but yeah, we do have mandatory minimums around here.
Well, yeah. So just think how much more he would get if it was here. And so I think it just goes to show a big difference in attitude in Japan, especially because Japan is a country that's known for having a lot of like pedophile-oriented imagery in their popular popular culture imagery. Like they really have more of a acceptance for that, and it's almost institutionalized in a way in their culture. Like if you guys have heard of that Shada cartoon porn, that's based on like pederastic imagery for the most part. And that's really, really popular there. And I just think that goes to show the difference between here and there. So that's something to think about. Is there anything that anyone else wanted to add before we wrap it up today? Dragon Lover, I know you came in after it started, and you didn't really get the chance to. I didn't ask you if you said everything you wanted to.
Well, let me see here. I can remember, all the stories you guys are talking about. I remember seeing all that stuff on the news. I was actually in a classroom that had seventh grade students. And it was alleged that the female teacher was having relations with this 14, 15-year-old boy.
Wow.
And it didn't make the news or anything. I mean, I think the school district was trying to, keep that as quiet as possible. So it
Yeah,
really
they
didn't,
don't want to get out.
yeah, I mean, it really didn't hear anything about it until like a couple months after. We knew the kid was absent a few days because, what was really happening was he had to testify in court. But it was a lot, people were saying he was sick. That's why he was absent. He was sick. And he wasn't
Oh
sick.
yeah.
He was testifying.
Wow.
And the thing is
Try and
that,
brush it under the rug, huh? You can
yeah.
tell.
But the thing is, I got to talk to this kid, and he said he thoroughly enjoyed what happened. It wasn't a hold him down rape.
Of
It
course,
was
they always say that.
it's a sensual, very nice, sensual, affectionate way of expressing love. He thoroughly enjoyed it. He didn't see anything wrong with it. Obviously, the teacher didn't see anything wrong with it, but society does. Society does.
Well,
It
yeah, for
amazes
sure,
me.
the age and the professional thing there.
Exactly.
But still, there's a degree of where they're not going to go down too hard on her because of her being a female and her being pretty and young and all of that. So there's that, and then there's the obvious fact that there are female boy lovers out there, even though they don't call themselves that, and they have a whole different way of approaching it. They're not all on the boards and the chats and all that, like a lot of us are. But they are in touch with those feelings. They have that within them, and I think a lot of it has to do probably with the sexual energy that these young boys have, that they could just go on and on like jackrabbits probably. And then the woman, just that's got to be, she's probably thinking, my husband, like, all worn out after one time around, compared to this kid who's going to keep going. So you can see the appeal there probably. But yeah, society says it's wrong because they are teachers and these are students, and they're supposed to be expected to, like parents say, we should be able to send our sons to school without, the teacher getting on with them on extracurricular activities. Okay, thanks guys for being here today.
You're
And
welcome.
yeah, thanks to everyone for listening. And to catch new episodes of BL Talk, you can hear them on Wired PM Radio every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Slide Zone with DJ XO. You can hear all the past episodes on demand at bl-talk.com and at the BL Library at bl-library.org in the audio and podcast section. And if you have any questions, comments, or criticism, send us an email at contact@bl-talk.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will see you next week. Everybody have a great week. Bye.
Have a
Take
great week.
care.
The opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official staffs of Wired PM Radio, or any of its affiliates.